Could Bella, an ordinary girl, ever have a romance with Edward the Vampire? In this podcast, Sabrina's going to talk about the book Twilight and Bella's character traits. Sabrina, could you give a summary of the book Twilight?
Sure. Bella loved her life in Phoenix, Arizona. Due to Bella's love for her mother, she left to live with her father in Forks. Bella hates Forks. The only thing that made Forks bearable was Edward. Throughout the book, their relationship is rough. Bella loves Edward, and Edward loves Bella, but Bella being around Edward is dangerous. Edward is constantly afraid of hurting Bella. Bella is being hunted, and it is up to Edward and his family to save her.
Describe Bella for me.
Bella has pale ivory skin, brown eyes, and long wavy brown hair. Bella is slender. She is definitely not an athlete and is very, very clumsy. Bella cares for others.
What would you say is one of Bella's character traits?
Bella is very intelligent. In science class, Bella is quickly able to identify what phase each cell is in. She took advanced classes in Phoenix. Bella is very ahead in her schoolwork. Another example of Bella's intelligence is she figures out Edward is a vampire on her own. Bella investigates and is very observant of his behavior. Bella figures out smart ways to obtain information. Bella shows intelligence when she comes up with a plan for her to escape the hunter. It is a great plan, and Edward and his family are impressed.
What is another one of Bella's character traits?
Bella is very insecure. In the beginning of the book, Bella thinks she will never fit in anywhere. She thinks she has no chance of having friends. Bella thinks not only will she not physically fit in, but no one will embrace her for who she is. Bella says things like, "I make the cowardly lion look like the Terminator." Bella always feels self-conscious and thinks she is not worthy of Edward. When Bella's life is on the line, Bella says she is not worth saving.
What is your personal rating of this book, and would you recommend it to others?
Personally, I would give this book a 3 out of 5 rating. The book did not have enough plot development or storyline for me. I thought Bella relied too much on Edward for everything. Bella did not have a sense of individuality. However, I do enjoy reading about vampires. My recommendation for others is, if you like sappy, tortured romance stories, then you would enjoy this book.